بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I ask Allah to grant us the sincere intentions. Inshallah, we will continue talking about the Creed of the Muslims, which is a booklet that has been accredited and stamped with the seal of approval by the fundamentals of the Religion Academy of Al-Azhar Al-Sharif, which shows, inshallah, that this is the creed of the Muslims. In the previous lesson, we spoke about the existence of Allah, and we made tafsir for the saying of Allah Ta'ala, أَفِدْلَّهِ شَكْ. This ayah means there is no doubt about the existence of Allah. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the existence of Allah. He said, Allah existed eternally, and eternally nothing else existed. This means God existed when there was no place, no directions, and now He exists as He existed eternally. This hadith was related by Al-Bukhari and others. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. What does this ayah mean? This ayah is in Surah Al-Hadid, ayah 4. This part of the ayah refers to the fact that Allah has knowledge of us wherever we may be. Does not mean that Allah is everywhere. It does not mean Allah is physically dwelling in things, as some people might falsely claim. This meaning of the ayah, that Allah Ta'ala has knowledge of us wherever we are, this meaning was stated by Sufyan al-Thawri and by al-Shafi'i and by Imam Ahmad and by Imam Malik and others. It is against the creed of Ahlul Sunnah and blasphemous belief to believe that this ayah means Allah is physically with us wherever we may be. Allah said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. Surah At-Talaq, ayah 12. This ayah means the knowledge of Allah includes everything. It does not mean Allah is physically everywhere, as some people might say. Rather, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are not calling upon the one who does not hear or know. In fact, you are calling upon the Lord who hears and knows all, related by Al-Bukhari. What is the most enormous sin? The most enormous sin is blasphemy. Shirk is a type of blasphemy. It is to worship other than Allah. In Surah Luqman, ayah 13, Allah informs us of Luqman's advice to his son. قال الله تعالى, يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. This ayah means, O my son, do not associate partners with Allah, for shirk is extreme injustice. It was narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what is the most enormous sin? He said, to attribute partners with Allah, the one who created you, as related by Al-Bukhari and others. So to claim that God has a partner, that God has a son or a father, or the like, is one of the enormous sins, one of the most enormous sins that one might commit. And not only it's a sin, it's the type of sin that is blasphemous. So the person who commits such is not a Muslim. He must admit to Islam and leave such false claim. And worship in Islam is the ultimate submission that is given, that is specified only for Allah Ta'ala. So worship is the ultimate submission and humility, as described by the hadith of As-Subki. Allah Ta'ala said, لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون. Surah Al-Anbiya. It means no one is God except me, Allah. No one is God except me, except Allah, that is. So worship me alone. So that means the ultimate submission is only given to Allah Ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greatest right due to Allah upon his slaves is for them to worship him without associating partners with him. This hadith was related by Al-Bukhari and Muslims. And as you can see, it means one must believe in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala and not associate partners to Him in any mean. Can the term dua be defined as worship? We can say this. Yes, dua has many meanings in the Arabic language, among which are to worship and to supplicate, to ask Allah to fulfill the needs. Worship means the ultimate submission and humility. This is only due to Allah. Allah said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَدْعُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا Surah Al-Jinn, Ayah 20 means, Say, I only make dua to my Lord and do not associate anyone. Surah Al-Jinn, Ayah 18 means, So do not make dua to worship anyone along with Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Dua is worship, related by Al-Bukhari. So dua is one of the types of worship where a person can ask Allah Ta'ala to fulfill his need. Can dua be defined as anything other than worship? Yes, it can be. It can mean to call upon someone. Allah Ta'ala said, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا دُعَاءَ الرَّسُولِ بَيْنَكُمْ كَدُعَاءِ بَعْضِكُمْ بَعْضًا Surah An-Nur, Ayah 63 means, Do not make dua, the calling of the Prophet among you, as your calling of one another. What is the judgment concerning calling the Prophet or righteous Muslim even in their absence or asking them for something which may be out of the ordinary, that is tawassul, if one asks Allah by the virtue of Prophet Muhammad, even though he is not in the presence of Prophet Muhammad or it's after the death of Prophet Muhammad? This matter is permissible Islamically because there are many incidents where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught some of his companions to do that, and in other cases where the companions taught the Muslims to do that, and inshallah we will give some examples. So it is permissible to make tawassul, to ask Allah by pious people, prophets or awliya or the like, because to merely call or ask someone for something does not count as worshipping other than Allah. Similarly, to merely say, O Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Muhammad, is not associating partners with Allah. The year of Ramada, drought, during the caliphate of Umar radiallahu anhu, and said, O Messenger of Allah, ask of Allah rain for your nation as they are in ruins. This hadith, this statement was related by Al-Bayhaqi and others. Neither Umar nor anyone else denounced the words of Sayyiduna Bilal. In fact, they praised this. Allah Ta'ala said in وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَّحِيمًا This is a beautiful ayah. It's got a very beautiful, rich meaning, talking about the high status of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 64, this ayah means, If only when they are unjust to themselves, they come to you, O Muhammad, and ask Allah for forgiveness, and the Messenger asks forgiveness for them, they will find Allah forgiving and most merciful. As you can see from this ayah, it means that it's permissible to visit the grave of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to ask Allah by him to fulfill the need of this Muslim. Because as we said in the previous explanations, worship, ibadah, does not mean calling upon someone only. Worship, ibadah means the ultimate submission. That is what ibadah is, and calling upon Prophet Muhammad or asking Allah by the virtue of Prophet Muhammad is not worship, is not ibadah. An additional proof to what we have mentioned is in the hadith related by Al-Bukhari in Al-Adab Al-Mufrad. It reveals that when Ibn Umar's leg became paralyzed, He had some kind of paralyzation in his leg, the son of Umar. In his call for help, some people told him, say or mention the name of the most beloved to you. And he said, Ya Muhammad, or O Muhammad. His call was answered with a cure. Allah Ta'ala cured his paralyzation. His leg was cured by asking Allah, by Muhammad, to cure him. So in other words, it is permissible to ask Allah by the virtue of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us the sincere intentions, and inshallah we shall explain furthermore about the meaning of tawassul in the upcoming lectures. Allah knows best.